I know that Julian Assange, early WikiLeaks has done work, I guess, exposing corruption in the Kenyan elections and so forth and so on. But I will not be convinced that Julian Assange is just for transparency wherever he finds it until he does something like this that would be as damaging to the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians or something like this. At this point, I think I just would call him an anti-American activist. Julian Assange is a deluded anarchist who has managed to give the world and the American people a largely valuable glimpse at the history of what its government has done in the war on terror. In doing that, Julian Assange has also placed in danger brave Afghans and Azeris and others who have helped American diplomats and American intelligence professionals and American soldiers in a very serious war against Iranian proliferation, against the Taliban, and against Al-Qaeda.
I believe strongly that what is done in the name of the American people needs to be understood clearly and transparently by the American public. If there were limits with respect to violations of the Constitution, American law, even some moral or hypocritical betrayal on the part of the administration, deception, lying, willful, the use of American policy in a way that fundamentally contradicted the administration's public line, all of that, it seems to me, would be fair game in this game of exposure. But I cannot, and I'm a trained historian, I cannot, beyond that, it strikes me as entertainment. And entertainment for the sake of entertainment, when in fact serious issues are at stake, is a huge problem.
It's a scattershot approach to disclosure. I don't think it fits neatly with WikiLeaks' self-declared mission, which is to combat corruption, to promote government accountability, et cetera, all those noble goals. I think this collection is very diffuse, often very interesting. I think researchers will be scouring over it for years and decades to come. It's a really unique collection. But it also comes with some negative consequences for the conduct of diplomacy, for American sources and interlocutors abroad. And worst of all, I think it's going to have a backlash effect on information security policy, secrecy, disclosure, and so on.
From Assange's perspective, you know, what I think is fascinating is his idea that he sort of views this from a systems theory perspective and that you can use this to overwhelm the system. And I'm not actually sure that's true, insofar as I'm not sure there is enough of a, I'm not sure the system is as coherent as he thinks it is, and therefore it's not vulnerable to attack in the way that he thinks it is.
It's hard to say what the effect is going to be. You know, the question, will diplomats be less discreet? I think diplomats that were cagey are going to remain cagey. I think that the diplomats from nations that are friends with the United States are going to find a way to discreetly share information. Intelligence cables or the intelligence relationship between the CIA and other intelligence services really hasn't been disclosed in this data dump. But it's, again, it's difficult to say. I think that relationship or the reset, so to speak, with Russia is going to be very badly damaged. The private views of people like Defense Secretary Gates that Russia is basically a security state, it's not a democracy. I think that is something you've already seen a public reaction from Vladimir Putin. Combine that with how we are learning now of Russian perfidy, such as its dirty war against Georgia that started in 2004, according to the Georgians and the assessment of the U.S. ambassador in 2007. I think you will also see that there will be less patience, I think you could say, in the political class in Washington for reaching out and pretending that Russia is cooperating. So that's one area where you could see some damage. I think also it's out in the open that China attacks people it doesn't agree with in the cyber realm. This is something that the that the Bush administration and the Obama administration had been loath to say in public because there is so much, you know, joint equity between China and the United States. Well, that's out in the open. So this adds some more data points about the complexity of the relationship with China and proves what a lot of people thought, that China's a frenemy.
The long-term implications of it are going to be very, very difficult to tease out. Because while, you know, as I say, I don't think it's going to cause sort of a visible collapse of any kind of system anywhere in the next 6 to 12 months, it is just, it's another accretion on the weight of how we try to do non-military business between nations. And it's another kind of weight around our ankles for Americans first and foremost, but really for everybody in terms of it being another impediment to having genuine trust and genuine ability to work together in the way that diplomacy in either its 18th century model or its 21st century model assumes that you can bring people together across nations to function for shared self-interest.
It's like, you know, in subatomic physics, if you observe something, you change its state. And so I think when you disclose these records, you also perturb the system. Now, you may perturb it in positive, constructive ways. You may motivate foreign officials to stand behind the views that they privately proclaimed. Or you may motivate them in the opposite direction. They may feel they need to distance themselves from what they told you privately to demonstrate that, oh, I'm not a hypocrite. I never was going to do what the Americans said that I said I was going to do. And so the act of disclosure has diplomatic and political consequences, maybe good, maybe bad, can't really be predicted in advance. And so there's a recklessness involved in the act of disclosure.
I think counterpart X in capital Y is still gonna wanna talk to the American ambassador, the station chief, and the key senior reporting officers at the embassy, because he's got a case to make to the United States. He's going to want to make it in very effective and often tantalizing terms. That's not going to change. I think our allies will still be our allies, and our enemies will still be our enemies. So on balance, I'm trying to figure out, are these just footsteps on the sand, on the beach, which will be washed away by the next wave? Or is this some kind of more durable sandcastle that's going to have a more lasting impact on foreign policy? I can't sort this through right now. I don't think anybody can, but I'm really hard pressed to see how this is going to change much. It may alert the administration to more effective security procedures.
You know, there's been an effort over the last decade to limit and reduce the amount of, you know, basically taking stuff off the front page in the New York Times and classifying it. That will now be reversed. More stuff will be classified top secret and code word, which would have kept it out of this channel. The fight to declassify old cables. You know, you still have to fight our intelligence community very, very hard to declassify 30 and 40 year old cables. That will now get harder rather than easier. So many of the effects this is going to have on secrecy, I think, are going to be quite bad. At the same time, it seems clear to me that if in the past the trouble we faced in American democracy was that it was too easy to keep things secret and there was a certain tyranny of, you know, an ability of the elite to tyrannize in that way, now we're going to have the sort of the tyranny of data points.
I have to say, I think there is great potential in the original WikiLeaks concept of providing a secure mechanism for the disclosure of wrongly restricted records that reveal misconduct, corruption, and so forth. I think that's an idea whose time has come. It's technologically feasible in a way that it never was before. It's as necessary or more necessary than ever before in terms of the, you know, the health and character of the world's regimes. There's an urgent need for greater transparency. I think they've sort of fumbled it with their, the way they've executed the project.